And Business Insider tells us that the Struggling Road Accident Fund is nearly double the amount that you can claim for loss of income every year if you're involved in a car crash. Now, you used to be able to claim a maximum of 160,000 Rand, but that figure's gone up to close to 290,000 Rand. And that may sound great on the face of it, but it's a little more complicated than that. And that's why we've asked Business Insider journalist James de Villiers to come on to just explain some of the details of this to us. James, good afternoon. Thanks very much for your time. So this is a state-owned entity with 17 billion rand in unpaid bills, claims essentially, that it's sometimes been taken to court for, and it's just almost double the amount that it's promising South Africans who've been involved in accidents.
That is completely correct. For the first time that the Road Accident Fund implemented a maximum cap on the amount of money that people can claim was in 2008, and that was 160,000, that the cap amount. And then what they did this year is increase, well, with the last week, actually, they increased that amount to 290,000. And what they're saying is that this is to make capacity for the inflation that happened over the year. So they just timed the 160,000 with the CPI amount. But as you've mentioned, that the Road Accident Fund is actually an entity that is bankrupt at the moment. It's unable to pay its debits. So it's really in a dire situation at the moment. And the Road Accident Fund themselves admitted that their current model is unsustainable.
I mean, I understand that the sheriff of the court has been there, essentially attaching assets because they've been unable to pay their bills. How do they propose to meet such massive amounts as 290,000 Rand if the claim amounts to that?
Yeah, I don't think that they've got an idea themselves. So, you would remember that the Sunday Times ran an incredible front page story a couple of years ago about them renting office chairs for 160,000 a chair because they actually have no furniture left because of all their furniture has been attached by the court to pay claimants. So what has been proposed is that the current legislature, they're currently governed by the Road Accident Fund Act, and there's a new act that has been proposed by the Department of Transport to replace the entity in its entirety. But that act has been stalled and it needs to be tabled in front of the National Assembly yet again.
And if that act were tabled, what difference would it actually make?
So many commentators have actually said the act is a step backward because currently the Road Accident Fund is a fault-based system. So it has to be involved in an accident that is not your responsibility. So if someone caused the accident, they can't claim from the Road Accident Fund. But what the new act proposes is that anybody will be able to claim, which will really just make the Road Accident Fund yet like less money available for those that claim. And the Road Accident Fund have asked the court in its most recent court application that it given 180 days to pay out claimants. But yet again, there's claimants that have been working for 5-6 years to get their amount of money. So it's really a lack of leadership, maladministration, and a bad business model, a bad business case currently happening at the Road Accident Fund.
So how exactly does, I know that you've interviewed some of the officials, Adrian Taljaert, who's the RAF's communications general manager. How do they propose to deal with these inflationary increases in the next few months? Because no doubt there will be these kinds of claims.
So what they say is that they're currently instituting better financial controls in the Road Accident Fund to make sure that their claimants are being paid on time. But yet again, he himself admitted to us that the current business model is unsustainable. They can't continue as is, and they're really wasting the Department of Transport in this regard to map a way forward. And he also mentioned that because of the high litigation involved with claims, so many times people claim and they would actually take the Road Accident Fund to court to force those accident funds to pay out what they're claiming for. He says that what happens is they're often forced to pay out these claimants, which means that people that have gone through the process to wait before the court claims are paid, and which also just lengthens the process to those in need.
We know that there are concerns about maladministration at the RAF. Are those being investigated, James?
The special investigation unit investigating the Road Accident Fund. You can remember that the entire board of the Road Accident Fund was hired by the previous Minister of Transport, but we haven't had any update since then from the new minister or the new Department of Transport on what's being done to address the situation at the entity.
I also wanted to just draw attention to how many claims remain unpaid and how many of those have been taken to court by January this year to force the RAF to pay those claims.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, we're sitting with currently 17 billion rand in outstanding claims, and there's about 350 claimants that have taken the entity to court to force it to pay out the claimants. I just think it's also important to note that the 290% cap is just a cap for income loss. So that is someone that is unable to work because of an accident. That does not entail medical expenses, physical expenses, etc., that might be incurred during an accident.
So that could be added onto the 290,000 rand cap.
That's exactly correct. And there's no cap for medical expenses or other related expenses. So that can go double or triple the amount. There's no cap for that in this regard.
James, thank you for breaking that down for us. James de Villiers is a journalist at Business Insight South Africa.